Hello, I'm Brooke.
And I'm Tegan.
And today we're going to be talking about the bus shortage here at our school. Kids have been having to sit on the floor recently. Have you seen anything like that on your buses that you sit on?
A lot of people have been complaining about that, actually.
Yeah, it's actually pretty dangerous.
Especially if you get in an accident. Like, it's not good for the people that are sitting on the floor.
Right, because then they'll get squished and then they'll get hurt really bad.
And that's not good.
No.
Yeah, because everyone's trying to, either people are trying to get on the bus or they're just sitting back and they're like, okay, we're going to be late. That's cool.
Right, you either cram in a seat with like two other people or you wait and you get tardy for your third hour. Do you think that being late for your third hour affects your learning in that?
The class?
Yeah, in the class.
Like, it depends, because sometimes we have concerts, right? And we have to get rolling and do choreography and sing. And sometimes when you're late to that class, it's not good.
I think we have bus shortages because we don't have enough bus drivers, and it's not necessarily the school's fault. It's just that people don't want to drive the bus.
Yeah, I think that's true too. I'm not really sure how that works. I don't really know what's going on with that. I just know, like, we literally have, guys, like, this is not a joke, we have like two buses for our school. By the way, there's a ton of kids. Two buses is not enough.
So I think we're going to bring in a special guest, Luke. Yes. LaRock, and he's going to be talking about his experience riding the bus.
Yeah. Let's hear what he has to say. How does the bus, like you missing the bus, affect you in your school life?
It gets very annoying sometimes when I have a really important project in like my last hour, because my hours go, you know, Pankow, then I have to go back to the school, then I have to go back to Pankow.
So as a senior, how does it feel to not be able to drive your own car?
I understand the rule. Even then, with the amount of times that I've missed the bus and then had to stay at the school when I have a ride.
Right, like let the seniors drive.
Yeah, I agree on that one because I'm also a senior, guys.
When do you guys think they're gonna lift it for seniors soon to be?
I don't know if they will, to be honest, because like last year, apparently a lot of people were doing a lot of bad stuff during that time. So that's why they like took it away. I'm not really sure though.
How do you think we can promote more people to become a bus driver for not just our district, but districts all around the world?
High school kids can be so rude, and I would not wish that upon anyone. I also believe that if you're going to be mean to someone, they're going to be mean back, but it would be better for everyone if we could just find a better driving situation.
Thanks, Luke, for sharing your story.
It was very, very meaningful, and it definitely helped our perspective a little bit.
I know why bus drivers aren't driving anymore, but we definitely need more, and I think that's all we have to say.
And if you ever want to be a bus driver, please go apply.
we need you.
But anyways, thank you for so much for listening to our podcast. We enjoyed making it.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Fun talking with
you. Yes, it was fun talking to you too, Brooke.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, bye.